lot of you weird ass motherfuckers, bruh, sitting here using Palestine and Israel for clout. Like, I really, y'all some weird ass niggas, bro. I don't like that shit. I have seen down there since I talked about it, and since it's been going down, I've been seeing hella people talking about, we stand with Israel, pray for Palestine, we're with Palestine. Then the fucking post that they doing ain't got shit to do with Palestine and Israel.
Now, what the hell's wrong with y'all, man? That is crazy. I didn't think motherfuckers would be chasing clout that hard, bro. Damn. I mean, niggas did that shit with the Ukraine versus Russia shit too, but I mean, goddamn.
That shit just fucked up. That shit just crazy to me, man. I wouldn't have thought y'all motherfuckers was that damn desperate for clout to the point where y'all would have been doing this shit, talking about, we're with Palestine, and here's all the restaurants that you need to support that'll help Palestine, and blah, blah, blah. Then they over here talking about, it was some other fucking page, I guess motherfuckers a makeup page and shit, and this bitch posting pictures of herself. Of herself ain't got nothing to do with Palestine. She posts a little quote that has something to do with Palestine, but that ain't mean shit. That ain't even mean shit. Y'all motherfucking clout chasing ass internet niggas need to be stopped, okay? God damn it. I'm just gonna come out and say it. Y'all niggas need to be stopped. Because it ain't never gonna fucking stop with y'all niggas wanting to get clout and wanting to do the next thing so y'all can get, you know, more attention towards whatever the fuck you want their attention for. It's just, I don't know, bro. Y'all niggas is just playing that shit out real bad. And you would think that, like, okay, motherfuckers would understand to be like, okay, the shit that's going on in Palestine and Israel and stuff, you know, it's only so much that motherfuckers could do. If you really want to do something, like, how about you help the people that's dealing with losing their homes, that gotta, you know, migrate and leave their place so they could, you know, survive type shit. Why don't y'all worry about those people? Y'all really want to do something, if you really want to help motherfuckers, help them. Help them like that. You got so many motherfuckers that be so quick to go on Instagram, go live, do this, and talk about, oh, well, you know, they're doing this, and they're doing that, and they're doing blah, blah, blah. And first of all, bro, if you really give a fuck about those people, how about you take some time and go try to learn what they're going through? Take some time to understand the fucking, like, the history between the shit. Or, I mean, you know, if you don't feel like doing that, nigga, go donate something. Shit, I don't know. Shit. I just feel like for a motherfucker to sit there and you quick to make a post, you quick to sit there and talk about the shit that's going on, at least thing you can do is sit there and, like, you know, be more clear about your shit. Honestly, shit don't make no sense. It really don't make no sense. I'm gonna be so real with niggas, bro. I don't get that shit. When motherfuckers wanna sit there and turn around and talk about, oh, well, you know, well, what do you think you're doing? Motherfucker, I'm just in here doing podcasts. I ain't doing no posts and all that shit towards Israel and Palestine and shit. No disrespect, but what the fuck is that gonna do with shit that's going on with me over here? Like, come on, bro. I got my own personal problems and shit going on. Not saying that Palestine and Israel ain't important or anything, but I'm not gonna make a fucking fake ass clout chasing post like I really do, like, care about all the shit that's going on over there. Don't get me wrong, shit's fucked up, but nigga, it's fucked up shit going on all around the world. It's fucked up shit going on next door to you and you don't even know it. There ain't no telling. Motherfucker might be being held hostage right now as we speak. Ain't no telling. But because of media and how media influences our thoughts and our decision making and our emotions, we tend to pay attention to the things they want us to pay attention to. And I'm not, like I said, say what I said earlier. Not saying that they're not important. Not saying that any of that that's going on right now is important and doesn't need our attention. But at the same time, come on, bro. It's Palestine and Israel. This shit is not down the street. It ain't across the street.
Shit, it ain't a fucking bus stop away, a city away. How the fuck can we really do something about it other than welcoming our place open, you know, with open arms like we usually do for every other fucking country? I mean, let's be real here now. Shit, y'all niggas don't be wanting to sit there and talk about that. You know how many times America done opened up their fucking country and their borders to different fucking refugees of different minorities? Come on, bro. Especially the shit with Ukraine and Russia. They ain't grabbed hella Polish people and brought them over here. It ain't the first time they migrated some people over here. I mean, shit, if that's what you want to call slavery, that was their way of migration. They want to steal the niggas and bring them over here. They phony ass. So, like I said, man, you know, it's way more other shit that's going on in the world. And it's like, the fact that they make it seem like, oh, bruh, this is what your full undivided attention needs to be on is Ukraine versus Russia, Israel versus Palestine, another war that don't nobody really fucking know too much about. Like, that's what I'm just like, you know, at the end of the day, bruh, if niggas was having so much coverage on it and all that extra shit, niggas would have understood more and then would have been like, you know, let's handle this and help them the proper way versus posting shit trying to get clout and get more likes and comments and shit and repost when they ain't gonna do shit for them over here. What the fuck is a post gonna do and help somebody who just lost their home to a missile strike, nigga? Like, be real though. Like, think realistically. That's why I say, you know, I'm not saying no disrespect to them people and that, but it's like niggas who sitting here posting and everybody trying to make a video and say something about Israel versus Palestine, acting like they so fucking passionate about it. Well, if you so passionate and you so gangster about it, why don't you go over there and go help me? Bitch ass nigga. That's why I'm just like, you know, at the end of the day, if you can't sit there and do too much to help those people, but you putting in your 2 cents every 5 seconds and you want to try to argue with every nigga that get on there and try to say some shit, you ain't doing nothing. If you think you're doing something, you're not doing nothing. Like, that ass. You better off donate to a GoFundMe for them niggas or something, bro. Because at the end of the day, you sitting there trying to make videos and shit, acting like, you, oh, we're with Palestine and fuck Israel and like, all that phony ass shit. Bro, just stop. Because at that point, this shit just don't even make sense. Shit don't even make sense. So I'm just like, you know, at the end of the day, bro, they sitting here always, you know, gonna find a way to get some clout off of that shit. And as long as we recognize it for what it is and try to cancel them niggas, we shouldn't be too worried about it no more. But like I said, you know, we tend to give the wrong people the kind of attention that they seek. And once they get that attention, it's never the same anymore. It's never the fucking same. So, you know, just to let y'all know, you know, you gotta be careful of the attention that you give motherfuckers. Once you give them that attention, it's over with. The motherfuckers start blowing up more and more and more with the shit. I'm just like, it is what it is, man. Like, I really be cool off of that shit. Like, I don't know. I just want to get up on here and really say something about that part because, I mean, goddamn, bro, every 5 seconds I turn around, I'm seeing more stuff about it. Like, the actual news is talking about it. And then you got people who sitting here talking about it, but half of these motherfuckers don't even be really giving a fuck. So I'm just like, man, come on, bro. Y'all niggas didn't say shit about George Floyd. Y'all didn't say shit about all them other motherfuckers. But then now it's, okay, it's Palestine and Israel and Ukraine and Russia. And then it's this one and whoop de whoop whoop whoop. And I mean, goddamn. I'm just like, I don't know, bro. I can't be on no picking sides and on no, oh, choosing a team type shit. If you just know history, nigga, you understand that history repeats itself, especially if the people don't tend to learn it themselves. You niggas don't tend to take the time to learn the history that's going on and be able to understand the process of how shit is, then you'll be able to be like, okay, I understand now. But nah, bro. Nah, bro. It's a lot of weird-ass motherfuckers that sit there and don't want to understand and learn about the history of how shit came to be. But then they want to be like, well, you know, I'm tired of this shit happening like that. There got to be a change. Somebody got to bring a change to this system. Well, if you do history and do some research, you can find ways on how to be the change.
you can find ways on how to get around that shit and prevent certain things from happening again. Niggas don't think about that, though. You don't got a lot of people that's taking their time thinking about that shit, talking about certain conversations and topics that niggas need to be thinking about. So until, like, you know, until we start changing the narrative on that, too, that's when shit start changing. Like, that shit is just crazy as hell, man. Hella crazy. Shit is other than either I'm looking at this shit, like when I get on the gram and on TikTok and all this shit, I see motherfuckers posting shit knowing damn well they the complete opposite of what they posting about. And then you got other motherfuckers sitting here fake clout chasing and acting like they give a fuck about all the shit that's going on. And you still got the thirst trap motherfuckers. I mean, it's just, I don't know, bro. It's looking like one big reality TV show in this bitch. And not even just a reality TV show. It's just a bad one. Not even a good one. Shit. That's why I'm like, you know, honestly, I'm gonna take a little step away from the internet, man. I really do want to, like, be heavy on my word and be, like, actually serious about this shit. So if I actually step away from this shit, I take a break. Only time I use my phone is when niggas want to contact me, bruh. Somebody need to call me type shit. And that's the only time niggas is going to hit me up and hear from me. But other than that, I'm not going to be giving people my damn time and posting every 5 seconds to show what the fuck going on. If I post some shit, that's my music or whatever, that's just going to be it. That's it. That's all. Because, bro, all this extra shit that's going on right now, it's like more and more you get on the internet, the more you see it, the more influence you get. And it's like, whether you realize that or not, it influences your thoughts. It influences your, you know, what's going to be on your brain throughout that whole day type shit without you really thinking about it. They plant that shit in the conscious part of your brain. So you're not thinking about it right now, but the unconscious part. They plant that shit in the unconscious part. By the time you go to sleep or you get ready to lay down at night, now you thinking about all the shit that happened today. On the news of what they said about Palestine and Israel and this and that. And like, come on, man. Or it's some shit with Blueface and Krishan and some other celebrity motherfuckers that don't nobody really give a fuck about. I mean, this shit is just crazy because, I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah, you're going to see this shit throughout the day. But it's like, it depends on how many times they keep posting it. They keep pushing it. They keep pushing and reposting that shit and making it public. That's as many times as you're going to keep seeing that shit, bro. You're going to see that shit a hell of time. There's going to be hell of people talking about it. That's the plan. Shit, once they just post it more and the more it's in your face, the more it's going to brainwash you and program you to start thinking about that shit. Oh, y'all be careful of that shit. You know, people who do watch the news and all that shit, bro, that's why I start watching the news like that. The news really spread fear in you, like, in the people and shit. And people be so quick to want to look at the news and be like, oh, well, you getting informed. No, not necessarily. It's just informing you on some new fucking fearful shit. And really, 9 times out of 10, of course, half of the shit, it's life. It's always going to be some violence. It's always going to be some shit. It's always going to be a disease. It's always going to be a pandemic of some kind. So for motherfuckers to sit there and feel like, okay, every time you tap into the news, seem like on the next episode of the end of the world, I mean, goddamn. You know, motherfuckers is going to be kind of like, well, fuck, bro. Like, the fuck is a nigga going to catch a break? Never. That's the answer. You ain't never gonna catch a break. Did you know why? Shit. These motherfuckers is always coming up with something. And that's either really like the government or that's nature. So I'm just like, I don't know. And sometimes that's Jesus. Shit. Don't forget. Shit. Jesus would do some shit to your ass too. The whole time you thinking, oh, it's the devil, blah, blah, blah. Nah, Jesus, I'm sick and tired of you niggas too. Tired of you niggas fucking up so much and doing too much shit to the planet. He be doing shit too. That's why I'm like, man, y'all niggas be giving the devil too much credit. And I be like, oh, that's the devil. And that ain't nothing but the devil. What if it's Jesus in disguise? You know, some of this shit, like something that happened to one of them motherfuckers, like Joe Biden falling down the stairs or some little shit like that. That's Jesus in disguise, nigga.
I'm just like, I don't know, bro. No, obvious hateful shit that's happening. We already know that's not of God, but just a little natural selection, the natural selective type shit. Nah, I feel like God just was like, look, bro, I'm tired of your bullshit. You got to go, partner. Like, it's a little shit like that. So, like, at the end of the day, that should be happening too. God be responsible for some shit too, bro. For the blessings, all the stuff that be in disguise that actually help people. You feel me? But all this other stuff, oh, I'm sorry, bro. It's just too much man-made, crazy-ass, demonic shit going on, bro. And that's the reason why it's so much, dividing, conquering, the fucking, what's the other word I'm looking for, bro? Like, honestly, it's just a lot. It's a lot of bullshit. And also segregation, like a motherfucker. A lot of segregated ass shit going on, man. It's like this shit that's going on in Philly right now. I don't really know if this shit is true or not. So, my Philly listeners, my niggas from Philly, bro, y'all tapping in with this shit, bro. Tap in, bro. Because they over here talking about Asian niggas killing black niggas and shit. It's a whole beef going on down there because of some shit that went down with an OG elder Asian dude. They over here talking about how, you know, motherfuckers walked up and they killed him because he was on his routine walk. He had an early morning walk routine. And then they just, you know, they just did their bullshit, bro. And that's why I'm just like, you know, honestly, bro, this is what I've been saying for the fucking longest, bro. I've been saying this shit for years, nigga. I've been saying this shit for years. The young niggas fucking up too much shit. The young niggas fuck up their own community, their own stores, their own places where they go get their blunts and they shit from every day. Go fuck that shit up. Go rob them. All kinds of shit. The OGs, the older niggas, and the ones who got a job and doing they shit right now, them niggas ain't doing that. Them niggas are sitting there living their life, doing what they supposed to be doing type shit. No, and then if they did do some shit like that in the past, that shit's behind them. You got these young ass niggas out here stealing from the elderly. Yeah, they stealing from OGs, nigga. They stealing from the bus drivers. They stealing from pizza delivery niggas. Nigga, I mean, damn, who else y'all gonna try to steal from? The Ninja Turtles, nigga? I mean, god damn, y'all niggas crucial. I don't know if they're gonna try to steal from the Ninja Turtles, because they'll beat their ass, but, you know, shit, a Glock with a switch on it don't mean shit to a turtle. That's why I'm like, I don't know, man, shit. Motherfucker got a switch on it, gonna turn that Ninja Turtle to Swiss cheese, or I don't know, bro. Them niggas be on some other shit. But it's like, y'all niggas is so ruthless, bro. Y'all robbing every fucking thing around the motherfucker. Literally every fucking thing. So it's like, when y'all hear that these niggas done did this, or they done robbed the Little Caesars, or they done believe it when they say it. If them niggas say they robbed it, believe them when they say they robbed it. Because, nigga, I believe it. I done seen it. I done seen shit. So I'm like, ain't no fucking way, bro. And it got so bad, these motherfuckers, it's looking like don't be a menace while drinking orange juice in South Central, bruh. So, whatever the name of the movie was called, bruh. Like, that goddamn shit was crazy. Like, the scene where the nigga really robbed the old lady for a rocker, bruh, for a fucking walker, that's really what's going on in the world right now. For niggas be out here on that crazy shit, it's just wild. I don't know, bruh. That shit over there in Philly is just fucked up. I seen a video of these two Asian niggas, bro. They jumped this black dude. One of the Asian niggas, bro, he beating the fuck out the nigga, while the other one, bro, he trying to get the gun together, and the gun jammed on him. But then when he pulled the trigger again, that nigga pulled that trigger and shot bro in the back while he's trying to defend himself from the other Asian nigga. And the niggas just over there just keep shooting. So I'm just like, god damn, bro. Like, fucked up. Fuck the bad shit. They was talking about it was self-defense because bro was trying to rob him and blah, blah. I don't know, bro. I just don't know nowadays, because everybody got a story, everybody got something to say, everybody got an explanation until the actual fucking story comes out.
Anything, I'll just be like, shit, we'll wait until the fucking police find out, because police gonna get them niggas eventually. The cameraman got a crazy ass view, bruh. He got a crazy view of him shooting, dude.
All that, and got him when they hop in the car, and he's still shooting from the passenger side window at the nigga on the ground, bro. Nigga already on the ground. That ain't self-defense no more. That's murder. And they want to talk about self-defense, and all you niggas in the in the comments talking about, oh, it was self-defense, and a lot of niggas are saying it wasn't self-defense. Because if you on camera and you see clearly that bro over here not even trying to attack nigga with the gun, he over here not even trying to fight neither of them nigga. He was trying to get on. He was trying to run. That's what it looked like. And that's the same shit the police is gonna ask. So if it's self-defense, why does it look like he's running from you instead of trying to fight or trying to rob y'all? Because obviously they gonna say their story, and their story is gonna be completely different of what the cameraman got on camera. And them niggas didn't know bro was recording them. Because if them niggas knew, they would have looked at that camera at least one time or looked into the car. That niggas didn't look at all. So I'm like, I don't know. It's some fucked up shit, man. Some fucked up shit. But it's like I said, you know, bro, it's because of all this shit just stemming from the young niggas doing dumb shit. That's the point I was gonna make. You young niggas have fucked it up so much where niggas can't sit here and go enjoy themselves, can't go get nothing to eat, can't go shopping, can't go do certain things no more without getting identified as stereotyped again. I mean, don't get me wrong, niggas was already getting stereotyped, but it wasn't heavy, nigga. Niggas was getting stereotyped for the little shit, like, okay, you lazy, you ain't got no job, you will do, but now, shit, it's like, shit, nigga, let me put up this protective bulletproof glass, because that nigga gonna shoot. Like, shit. Shit is just crazy as fuck. Nigga can't go to the club. Nigga can't do none of that shit, man. Shit. That's another reason why a lot of niggas now is carrying the legal way. And then trust me, when I say the legal way, these are the ones who don't tote guns. They don't shoot for fun. They don't do none of that dumb shit. They actually getting this shit to protect their lives and protect themselves. They know it's motherfuckers like them waiting to catch them lacking. And they be expecting, oh, that nigga, oh, he got a collared shirt on. Oh, he a phony dressing ass nigga. He ain't gonna have no gun on him, so they try to run up and rob you. Then when they find out you got that rat-a-tat-tat up under your goddamn heat, nigga, then they gonna back up off you. That's why it's like, it's just fucked up. Now they giving people no choice but to actually go get some shit and be locked and loaded. So when they start coming, nigga, you ready to protect yourself. That's a fucked up reality of it now, bruh. And it's like, half of the time, you don't really fucking know who got what. Half of the motherfuckers don't look like what you would expect nowadays. Like, motherfuckers, you would think that don't have it on them, got it on them. Motherfuckers who you think that's young as fuck that won't have it, got it on them. So, yeah, it's just fucked up now, man. Fucked up shit. And all this stem because of all that crazy shit, bro. All that crazy shit. And like the shit I said in my other episodes before, man. It's all because of media shit, television, movies. Motherfuckers glorified that shit. That influenced the fuck out of motherfuckers, bro. I mean, of course, motherfuckers grew up around it. And niggas heard about their cousins and stories about what happened and all this shit. So, yeah, they grow up hearing stories about it and knowing and have family members who they lost to shit like that. But when you really see a lot of that shit, you start listening to a lot of the music, getting really influenced by that shit, ain't no turning back from that at that point. I already did their job. They brainwashed you. Shit, it was half the battle because already you got exposed to it. You live in that community. You deal with that environment type shit.
So it's like, it's fucked up, man. Fucked up. But that's why I just always try to preach, bro. Just because you born in that shit or you born around the environment of all that crazy criminal shit happening around you don't mean you gotta become a part of that shit. You ain't gotta be a product of it. Niggas never said you had to be a part of what was going on around you in the hood type shit. And that's a lot of prime examples of people who was brought up in crazy parts of the world, crazy parts, crazy ass cities. And motherfuckers became a success story out of it. Instead of feeling like, oh, well, this is all I could amount to is the shit that I see around me is selling drugs, doing this, doing that, robbing niggas, getting it out of females, and gotta lie and trap my way out of shit. Man, you ain't gotta always do that shit. Just because that's what you see every day and that's what you see other people around you doing, you ain't gotta do that shit. And it's like, it's fucked up that there's not a lot of success stories that people want to express and talk about. People don't want to talk about those stories. It's a lot of people that went through that shit. It's a lot of people that had to do what they, you know, need to do so they can do what they want to do. And a lot of people don't talk about those stories for some reason. The people who's up now, they all got those stories. They all got jobs that they had to do at one point that they really didn't want to fucking do, but they kept their goal in the back of their mind. People don't talk about those stories no more. All you hear about now is when a motherfucker get killed or when that nigga went to jail and that was his success story because when he got out of jail, that's when he bounced out. Now, it ain't always got to be when you go to jail and when you got caught with this and that and the third. It don't always have to be like that. Motherfuckers don't usually have to go through crazy ass shit in order to actually have a success story or get to what they really truly want in their life. Motherfuckers work hard towards it. Motherfuckers go to school. Motherfuckers get a job. Shit, motherfuckers save up money. So it's like, you know, it's a hella other ways, man. It's hella other ways. Motherfuckers always make it seem like, oh, you gotta sell drugs and do this in order to get to where you gotta go. No, the fuck you don't. Hey, even motherfuckers in the hood. Motherfuckers still went to school. Motherfuckers still stuck on that same path. And they still hung out with the same crowd of motherfuckers, but it didn't let them affect them. So I'm just like, you know, at the end of the day, bro, it's a lot of motherfuckers that sit there and they gonna make an excuse and be like, well, you know, that's why I did this and that's why my life is this. Come on, bro. It just wasn't nobody around you that told you that right shit and told you you didn't have to be a part of that shit. You don't have to do that. And a lot of people don't really realize that until, you know, somebody tell them or they see it within themselves. A lot of people don't tend to see what they sell, man. They feel like they gotta become a part of that shit. Do the same shit they cousin or they mama or they daddy had to do. So I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, man, you know, it's a lot of people that had to go through that same shit too. But motherfuckers don't talk about the success stories of it. They don't talk about the other versions of the stories where they didn't have to sell drugs and motherfuckers went to school, went to college and got a degree and did certain things behind the scenes. Like they try to hide those stories for some reason. They want to influence the generation, the next generations, and also the younger people who's trying to get answers to see what their true goal is. And when they look to them for that guidance and that advice, they give them the wrong advice. Or they telling the wrong shit. I'm like, I don't know, bro. It just seemed like if motherfuckers really wanted people to really be successful and do good, you wouldn't tell them certain fucked up stories. You wouldn't share certain stories of when you went to jail and certain things like that. I mean, of course, everybody knows this moment where you fuck up and you drop the ball. But it's like people want to hear more stories of normal shit, what you had to do. Like if you had to work 3 jobs to do this, you had to do this, that, and the third. Or you had to sell some candy or something for a fundraiser type shit. I mean, it's something, bro. Niggas all talk about the same shit, talking about, yeah, because I had to sell drugs and I was with the gang and I was whoopie whoop whoop till I went to jail. And that's when I got my life together. I mean, I'm not talking shit about those niggas, but it's like, bro. They ain't the only niggas who got a success, like a good success story. And it's like, bro, they be giving so much respect to those niggas versus the niggas who probably had to go to school, the engineer niggas,
the producer niggas, they don't really share their stories. It's only a good handful of them niggas that share their story. Now, I feel like the reason why is they don't want a good statistic rating of successful people from that community actually becoming the opposite of what they want them to be. And if they keep choosing to share those particular stories, share these documentaries of people killing people, instead of shining light on, okay, how did they become successful? How did they continue that success after that first hit? How did they continue to get inspired to keep making music type shit? How did they keep being inspired to work with other artists, regardless of what happened in their life, if they lost this loved one that, you know, that they cared deeply for? They don't talk about a lot of that shit. They just always want to shine light on, yeah, because he killed this dude and blah, blah, blah. So that's why we went and did the drill that night and I robbed his house and all that shit. Like, typical bullshit. I mean, of course, don't get me wrong. That's going to keep the people watching. Anybody would be interested in wanting to hear a story like that. But it's like, when this story after story after story like that coming from every other nigga, bro, it just seemed like, goddamn, is that the only thing that y'all want niggas to know? Is that the only thing that y'all want to teach niggas? If that's the only thing that you could do? That's why I'm just like, damn, man. Wild as fuck. Now, I mean, I don't know. That's just my view on it. That's my, like, vision on the shit. Because that's what it just seems like. Niggas seem to always see every time when it's an interview with these rapper niggas. They always talk about, yeah, because, you know, I was locked up for a while and I just got out, so I'm whoop-de-whoop. Or they talk about a time when they did get locked up, which was hella years ago. Them niggas used to gangbang or something. Or them niggas used to sell drugs. And them niggas used to break into houses. Like, instead of, like, why shed light and glorify that part of your life if they ask you what else you were doing? I mean, of course, you could be like, yeah, you know, I was at a part of my life where I kind of, like, you know, was making bad decisions, didn't really have someone in my, didn't have anyone in my ear that was coaching me the right way. But, you know, over time, I started learning, started reading all these books. I started going to school, actually learning, teaching myself some things where it just showed me that, you know, education is key type shit. Like, motherfuckers don't usually like to talk like that. Motherfuckers don't want to talk about that in the interview type shit. You feel me? Everybody want to have this certain persona, like, yeah, because I got it off the muscle and got off the rip because I was selling drugs and I was in jail fighting, surviving. Not all the fucking time you gotta go to jail, my nigga. You feel me? I'm just like, I don't understand why that is such a, like, popular thing in the culture right now. Everybody gotta go to jail. Everybody gotta sell drugs. Everybody gotta shoot somebody. Like, the shit is just played out. Like, in my opinion, the shit is just played out. It's ridiculous as hell. And it's like, the more stories we hear like that, the more people start getting in their brain and feel like they have to do that. They have to be on some shit like that when they don't have to. And it's just, I don't know, a little ridiculous, bro. A little weird. I just feel like more and more people need to just realize that. They need to wake up. And what else? Just, I don't know, bro. It's a lot. Just a lot. It's a lot of shit. Like, more and more people need to start waking up to that shit because everybody is kind of, I don't know, bro. Everybody just sounds the same with their backstory. I mean, don't get me wrong. Of course, everybody experienced that shit. Everybody gonna have a similar story. But out of everything, why does that be the main thing y'all niggas want to share with the world, my nigga? I don't be getting that shit. Like, everybody understand, okay, motherfuckers done had a story when they done fucked up and went to jail. But that don't you know, sum up your whole life. I don't sum up a why you here type shit. Like, you feel me? Of course that makes up one part of your personality and why you carry yourself the way that you carry yourself. But that just can't be the only reason why and your only success story type shit. Like, motherfuckers gotta understand. You gotta be able to express more, because also you gotta think about it. It could be the next young big, you know, next young big thing coming out of, like, you know, nowhere, just being inspired by listening to you. And whatever you say in that interview, they take that shit. No cap. Whether they believe it or not, you know, they take in that information. All that information that you're talking about and that you're saying, they take it in. What's the word? They analyze what you say. They sit there and think about that shit, study what you say and all that. So at the end of the day, bro, for a lot of folks to sit there and act like, you know, oh, well, you know, that can happen for everybody and that can happen to anyone and whoopie whoop. Well, not all the fucking time. You know? And the way that people describe it and explain shit sometimes, you know, they make it seem like, oh, it's okay to go to jail too. Nah, the way that some motherfuckers explain it, they'd be like, you know, this was just a part of my life that, you know, I'm not proud to talk about, I'm not happy about, but, and, you know, I wouldn't recommend anybody to go to, yada, yada, yada. Like, you know, it's a few people that know how to, like, you know, briefly explain, this is not the place to go, this ain't the thing to do. But you got some motherfuckers who talk about it, and when they talk about their certain experiences with shit, they make it seem fun, they make it sound fun. So, like, motherfuckers tend to forget, like, you know, some people who look at them interviews and shit, they look at it, especially the young ones, they be like, oh, so that's how jail is? I might go to jail then. Like, you gotta be careful with that shit, man. And you really gotta be careful what they say in them interviews. That y'all already know now with that DJ Vlad, nigga. Oh my shit, man, you should already know fucking around with DJ Vlad. Everybody should have been on their P's and Q's. Anything he's saying is gonna be used against you in a court of law. Shit. That's exactly what they tell you. So, I don't know, bro. That goes for in the court and out of court. You gotta be careful. But it's just like, you know, for a motherfucker to sit there and be like, oh yeah, man, because, you know, that's what blah, blah, blah did. He went to jail and did a 5-year ban. He got out and that nigga blew up. And that nigga this and blah, blah. Like, it don't happen for everybody like that. And not everybody has to experience the same shit in order to even be successful. So I'm like, man, this shit that they exposing the motherfuckers is just stupid type shit. It's not the right shit that niggas need to be, like, focused on. Why do you think there's still so much more of this crazy shit going on, too? A lot of motherfuckers getting influenced by shit. Everybody talking about, oh, yeah, because of this nigga and that nigga and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's always that kind of shit. That's why I said there's too many motherfuckers that's easily influenced. Too many motherfuckers that's easily influenced, bruh. And that's young and old. And with the way that motherfuckers be carrying, you know, they sells about shit, that's what make people want to go through the same shit. They feel like, damn, bruh, that nigga tight as hell. I bet you if I went through the same shit, bruh, I'll blow up just like him and blah, blah, blah. Like, nah, bruh. That's how you know motherfuckers is now they're getting the wrong idea about niggas' stories. Now they're not understanding or paying attention to what niggas was saying type shit. That's another thing. That's why it's important that, like, you know, you gotta be careful what you say, man. And the stories is completely, like, completely important. Important, and especially choosing what you gonna say is really important. Nigga could sit there and say anything, bruh. And motherfucker will sit there and taking everything that you said. I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, bruh, you gotta be careful what you say. Cause, man, shit is just wild as fuck.
But yeah, you know, I just wanted to sit there and just chime in on that, man. It's just, honestly, bro, just seeing all this shit that's been happening lately, man, it's been like, you know, a lot of wild shit happening, like I said. So I don't know, I want to take a step away from the social media shit for a cool minute, bro. Focus on all the stuff that's going on around me that I gotta get ready for, because, you know, I'm finna be busy again soon, man. So I don't really have a lot of time like that to just constantly be on the gram, be on the phone too much like that, because of how motherfuckers is posting all this crazy ass shit. And honestly, it's like, it ain't helping with your mental. It don't help with your mental looking at that kind of shit. So I feel like it's best to just ignore that shit. Not saying that, like, you know, niggas don't care, but it's like, it's just all, that's all what you gonna hear all the time. That's all you gonna fucking hear. Especially when you're on the news, or if you're talking to one of your partners, or you talking to a family member, and they ask you the question, did you hear about blah, blah, blah? They're always gonna talk about it. Like, you're gonna hear it one way or another. You ain't gonna be missing out on too much. But like I said, at the end of the day, nigga just want a break from that shit. You know, have y'all ever felt like that? You just want to, like, fall back from all the social media shit. And just, you tired of TikTok. You tired of motherfucking, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. All them shits. Like, shit just be, I don't know, it just be tiring sometimes, bro. It just don't be feeling like being bothered with that shit no more. And just seeing how, like, everybody be copying and doing the same shit. And you trying to figure out, okay, how the fuck these niggas blowing up doing the same shit, then when I do it, motherfuckers barely looking at my shit. Like, shit just be getting niggas mad. So, another thing, so, I don't know, bro. At the end of the day, I just stay trying to, I don't know, try to be focused. I do try to be consistent with a lot of my posts and stuff. I did drop a song a few days ago. I need y'all to go check out, man. Dollar Signs is all platforms right now, man. Go check it out. It's me and my brother Leak on there. Y'all need to go turn it up. Go slap it. If you got Spotify, iTunes, or Pandora, anything like that, bro, and go turn it up. It's on YouTube too. So, you know, a lot of my people's like YouTube. So, you know, if you got YouTube, hop on there and go type in Dollar Signs. Kimmett Sounds, man. I need y'all to go turn that up. That's the main one right now. That's my favorite song. And it's a feel-good song, you know? I haven't really been too, like, you know, I haven't really wanted to drop no, like, crazy-ass drill time, you know, type shit. No trap song. No crazy shit like that. I wanted to drop a feel-good song for everybody, you know? Especially for my peoples, man. You know, I know all y'all want to hear some feel-good music, some shit that you can slap on the way to work, go get some money, you know, have a good-ass day or two, clean up too, something, man. I hope y'all enjoy Dollar Signs, man. Dollar Signs is my shit right now, man. That's my favorite. That's my personal favorite. And it was a few people, if I'm not mistaken, it was some people that was, you know, waiting for me to drop this one. A lot of motherfuckers was sitting here talking about, hey, man, I heard a little snippet of this one song, bro. When you gonna drop that shit, bro? I was like, man, I'm gonna drop that shit soon, bro. I'm gonna drop it soon. So, you know, this one was for sure worth the wait. So, I hope y'all enjoy this one, man. Dollar Signs is my shit, isn't it? So, all platforms, y'all go check it out. But yeah, another thing I want to talk about, and I might just add this on to my next segment though, man. I did want to talk about this food stuff again, because I've been seeing a lot of people talking about a lot of this food stuff that's been going on, and all some of these products. So yeah, dude, I done heard about the tuna, right? So they said something about tuna is damn near just almost extinct. They said it's a few foods that's almost extinct now. And it's fucked up to hear that, because I'm like, God damn, man, we some fat ass motherfuckers. And a lot of us not even fat. A lot of motherfuckers just be doing them mukbang videos. A lot of niggas be doing the little clout chasing ass videos and shit. That's another reason why it'd be a lot of that shit gone. And it's a shortage and damn near fish finna be extinct. But God damn, that shit just wild as hell, bro. It was talking about the tuna. I was heartbroken. I couldn't believe I heard that shit. I was like, man, ain't no way in hell, bro. Shit. You know how much tuna motherfuckers must have been eating? That shit is crazy. I don't know, bro. It's just some wild ass shit. Then I just wish I could remember the rest of all the goddamn other shits that they was talking about. Because they said it was fish. I think it's also some meat that's going extinct. So I just need y'all to be on the lookout for that shit, man. Because once they start pulling out some substitute ass shit, or they pulling out some lab grown tuna, y'all better be ready, bro. Y'all better be ready. Because they're already doing it with the chicken. They okayed it down there in, I think, Arizona. Then they okayed it over here in San Francisco and shit. So you already know them okayed that. So it's a gang of restaurants that's already sitting here pushing that issue. That's what I'm just like, oh God. It's going to be so bad, bro. It's going to be bad. Because a lot of people, I mean, you know, they're going to sit there and be like, oh, well, I'm actually fine with it. I think it's fun. I think it's smart that they're doing that. But honestly, it's just showing that, okay, we're going towards extinction of certain meals and certain things that people have an acquired taste for won't be able to have in some years from now. And the reason why is motherfuckers keep eating it. So just knowing that shit, man, we gotta be on our P's and Q's about that shit, y'all. We also gotta be aware of, you know, what's going on, what we putting in our bodies, all that, because they really trying to sit here and fuck us off without us really knowing a lot. Then they'll post it probably 2 times, 3 times, and after that, just hope that you won't see it again and you won't think about it anymore. So a lot of that too. So I'm just like, you know, we gotta be cautious. We gotta be cautious, man. They over here really pressing the issue about a lot of shit. I'm just like, well, first of all, y'all over here talking about some lab-grown chicken and chicken strands and chicken. The chicken's not even extinct, so why are y'all making fake chicken already? That's what already gave me the idea. I was like, oh, y'all already giving us a fucking hint. Y'all already giving us a hint and a glimpse into the future. That's another thing. That was a straight glimpse into the future right there. Showing us, okay, well, we're going to have lab-grown meat and yada, yada, yada. And the whole time, it's like, nobody's really thinking about that at this time. There's hella other issues at hand. So it's like, you know, for them to roll this shit out around the time where, okay, they said that the government shut down and it's supposed to be a fucking, we're supposed to be all in debt and all this other shit. And it's just ridiculous. It's really ridiculous as fuck. It's all kinds of shit. So I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, it's really crazy that a lot of this shit is happening. But right now, it's just like, it's an eye-opener too. It's an eye-opener for everybody. Especially people who consume meat, people who like protein and stuff. But also, you know, another reason why a lot of people say, you know, they trying to go vegan. They trying to really get, like, you know, off of eating a lot of meat because it's a lot of chemicals in it. It's a lot of other stuff that they putting in meat that they don't tell nobody about, man. And we don't find out until the last minute, until motherfuckers actually probably get sick and then die, or motherfuckers get a whole disease or something. So it's just fucked up. That's why I'm just like, man, we gotta be aware of that shit, and we gotta do our own research and our own homework. We can't wait until they tell us, because by the time they tell us, it's gonna be too late. See how many times they did a recall on certain vegetables and shit? Like, that right there should be showing everybody we gotta start growing our shit again. We gotta start really getting back to the basics, because a lot of stuff is getting fucked off on purpose. That's another thing. That's what I was saying in, like, you know, episodes back. Why do you think a lot of the distributed companies that also, like, been pushing, like, the vegetables that they've been selling over years, like corn, all those agricultural and industrial, like, companies and shit, now it's all industrial fires and explosions. All those places have been, what, there's been some shit going on with them where the place has been caught on fire and all that. Like, it's just weird shit. If that doesn't raise eyebrows to y'all, then, you know, I don't know what will. Because they cutting off all the agricultural food shits, everything that people eat, all the shits that people eat. Why is all these, like, factories getting caught on fire and exploding all of a sudden? For a reason. So I'm like, you know, bro, that should be waking y'all game up already by itself. I'll be pissed off if I can't go up in there and go buy me no goddamn collard greens and shit. Because they done blew up the collard greens factory. Man, what kind of bullshit is that, man? Shit, I'll bring a single teardrop to my eye like that nigga Denzel in that one movie. Oh, hell no, man. Shit, that's heartbreaking. I never want to wake up in a world without vegetables, nigga. I mean, as much as sometimes I don't be wanting to have vegetables sometimes, don't get me wrong, I don't be liking to eat vegetables sometimes. I just be wanting some goddamn, like, straight food, nigga. Straight food. Sometimes vegetables, I just be like, look, that ain't enough for me. I don't be wanting that shit sometimes. But yeah, I be having my moments, but other than that, I'm just like, goddamn though, man. I don't mean blow the fucking factory up and stop selling all the corn and shit. I mean, goddamn. That's fucked up. Y'all niggas play hating. That's really play hating right there. But I'm just like, goddamn, bro. It's just really wild, like, that a lot of this shit is happening and they rolling all this new fake versions of the food out now. And showing how it's made and showing where it's done, if it's even true, like, that's even how they really make it. Because, you know, the motherfuckers be lying about how they make the shit, too. Come on now. They always have a real origin story somewhere else. They never tell you the true way of how they make it. Talking about lab strands and the whole time, shit, probably could be human meat. <That's>... Let me not say that, because y'all niggas would really start tripping. Y'all niggas would probably really be like, nigga, what if it is human meat? Ain't no telling, bro. Weird as fuck. Weird as fuck. Just like, you know, like I said, you know, not trying to say that shit is probably true, but even back when they was over there selling all them 99-cent burgers, 50-cent burgers from fucking Burger King and McDonald's and all the motherfucking places and shit. Come on, bro. It's just weird as hell. Real eerie. All of a sudden, the burgers that niggas used to have to get for $5 and had to get, you know, that was a little pricey and shit. Now, all of a sudden, they're 99 cents around a particular time. And there's hella people coming up missing around that particular time. Come on, man. Like, that's just that other shit. That's really that other shit. So I'm like, and motherfuckers really want to sit here and figure out if that shit is happening or not, all y'all gotta do is, like, pinpoint locations. Like, I'ma put a theory out there for you. And I swear to God, if y'all go look it up and if that shit is real, y'all gotta come back and let me know, man. Y'all gotta come. I'ma go do some homework my damn self. But let's say your typical fucking Wendy's or your typical McDonald's somewhere down a fucking street in fucking Ohio or somewhere where it's a place where it's a lot of missing people, right? But this particular, like, fucking McDonald's and shit, this is, like, smack right in the middle of where all these people was last seen at, or a location, or in a particular area where all these missing people was coming up missing from. And then this McDonald's, all of a sudden, they selling 99-cent burgers, selling burgers out the ass, flipping Krabby Patties. Come on, man. And not just that one, there's probably another one around there. Probably another one over there. Probably another one over here. So that's why I'm just like, I don't know, man. I don't know, bro. It's just that crazy shit. That crazy ass shit. That's why it's like, you know, you can never be too cautious and never be too sure. And just because the shit that's in front of you, it may look simple and basic, and they want you to think, oh yeah, 99-cent burger, come on and get some. You go get that shit, now your stomach hurt. Now all of a sudden you're not feeling good. Now your ass in the hospital. Or something else didn't happen. So, come on, man. Sometimes you gotta put your third eye on. You gotta start thinking. Sometimes you gotta do that shit. But at the end of the day, never know sometimes, man. Never fucking know. So I'm just like, you know, at the end of the day, man, it's just, it's a lot of crazy ass shit. Just a lot of crazy ass shit. And especially with the food right now. And a lot of people ain't tripping about a lot of foods being replaced for fake foods. A lot of vegetables being replaced with lab-grown vegetables. And all this other weird shit that's going on. So, I just hope everybody's paying attention to that shit, man. Because at the end of the day, that shit is really no joke. That shit really is no joke. And that shit right there is just kind of like, that shit just blew my brain. Because at the end of the day, a lot of people don't be really thinking and questioning about the stuff that they put in their body. You feel me? Especially when it comes to like junk food, certain shit like that. Of course, we all ate some chips. We all done ate some, like, you know, candy at one point. So, you know, you ever question about the ingredients that's in the shit? How many fucking chemicals they put in the shit? The red dye that they just said that ain't good? That's for, that they make with the hot Cheetos, the fucking Takis. What? I think they even the same shit that they use for the Kool-Aid, nigga. Like, anything that has red dye is basically, like, it's cancerous as fuck now. Like, what they was just talking about a few days ago, that shit's true too. So it's like, if y'all like hot Cheetos and Takis and all that, y'all better chill out on eating that shit for a long time. Because if you trying to live and you don't want no fucked up shit with your stomach, don't eat that. Please don't eat it. Let me tell my little sister, she can't be eating that shit too much no more, bruh. Like, it's a lot of fucked up stuff going on, and I don't understand. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, y'all gotta do your homework, man. Do your research. And y'all just stay prayed up, because it's a lot of stuff that's gonna be happening in the past upcoming 5 years. Cause it's gonna be on a cycle. It's gonna be a cycle of shit that's gonna keep happening. This shit happening right now, man. We just gotta, you know, just stay prayed up, man. Stay just prepared for this shit. And if you do learn some stuff, you know, tend to, like, spread it to the people that actually will listen. Spread it to the people that actually take in knowledge. Not the ones that's one ear out the other. Not the ones that ain't really too into the book shit. You know what I'm talking about. You know the type that I'm talking about. The ones that actually listen, the ones that actually understand what you're talking about and know, probably got some experience in the field, in the medical field or something like that, or got somebody that they know that got experience in the medical field that knows some shit about that, something, you know. But like I said, you know, just try to spread that knowledge, man. Don't keep that shit to yourself. Don't be selfish with the knowledge. Because that's really one of the ways that we can only grow. In order for all of us to wake up and start spreading that fucking awareness, we got to spread the fucking advice. We got to start spreading the knowledge. We got to start starting the conversations. Spread the, you know, spark the fucking topic somewhere else on the other side of the world. Somewhere. Because if we don't, then niggas ain't never going to fucking wake up and realize what the fuck is happening. By the time they do realize it, they gonna wait till the news tell them, to the stupid ass president tell them. That's why I'm like, man, fuck all that. Do it now. Find out now. You know, do your research now. So once they start rolling it out some years now, you'll be ahead of it, and you already have done your research and already know, oh no, bro, don't fuck with that shit. You can tell your family, your friends, tell them don't eat that particular product and all that, because you already known about it years before. It's just a lot. It's really a lot. That's why I'm just, you know, I'm trying to still do more research and still learn more as I go too, because I've been learning a lot. I've been trying to sit here, go back, share it with y'all, share it with the people that I care about, because at the end of the day, man, I don't be wanting that shit to, you know, just be to myself. And then even if it is public knowledge, not everybody go out their way to go research the shit. Certain things don't be right there on your page or on your timeline for particular reasons. I don't know why, but I don't get it. They'll have shit about, you know, bitches shaking their ass and some celebrity got in a fight with another nigga and he said this on Instagram Live. They'll have that right there plastered on the front. But some shit about helping, you know, keeping your blood pressure low and having, like, a good metabolism. Yeah, man. Like I said, though, you know, like, with some of that shit, you just gotta do your research, you know? Do your own research, man. Take your time to do that. And just, also, just really, I don't know, just know how to filter out a lot of it, because it, not all the research be the best shit. They got a lot of shit that's out there that will mislead you, that have you kind of like not focused on that. So, you feel me? Don't get too caught up into the rest of the shit. But basically, man, do your research, though. Just do your research, because everybody should be trying to be concerned about what they put in their body and shit. You know, everybody should be concerned about that. You know, health is wealth, for real. Like I said, you know, you came by health. You came by that shit. And just like motherfuckers want to say, you know, you can't buy happiness. But it was like what I was saying, though, bro. Dude, you done paid off your bills. You done did what you was supposed to do. Shit, that's the closest to happy you gonna fucking get. Shit. You ain't happy, go buy you a bag of weed and get some drink. Shit, I don't know. But at the end of the day, like I said, though, man, you know, do your research on shit. It's a lot of stuff that they trying to use against us that we always use on an everyday basis. Everyday products, all the food, all that shit. They turning that shit against us. And they don't want to sit there and come on out and say it. All of a sudden they say, well, it's this dye and it's that in the products and blah, blah, blah. And shit, sometimes that shit probably was there the whole fucking time. So, ain't no telling, man. Ain't no telling. You know, this shit should make everybody kind of like, I wouldn't say scared, but just very aware of what they should put in their bodies and what they, you know, they're doing all the time. So, at the end of the day, you know, just try to pay attention to that shit. Health is wealth, bro. Your shit is really important. Like, all that stuff that they don't sit there and talk about, they don't talk about for a reason. Sometimes they talk about it until it's too late. They want to wait until you get sick, until you done ate all the fucking bags of hot Takis and hot Cheetos and shit. So, gotta be careful of that shit. Gotta be careful, man. Just gotta be careful. So I just feel like, you know, with the stuff that's happening right now, I gotta be aware of it. Just be aware. Don't let all this other stuff that's happening on social media distract you too much. You know? Yeah, every now and then it's okay to look at the entertainment shit. You know, it's entertaining. And we all be bored at some point. We just wanna go look at some shit on our phones and see what's going on with other shit. Cause it's already there. The way that they already got it set up. It's been like that for a while now. So it's hard not to, but if you start understanding and seeing that, you know, you're putting too much attention into that, you got to retract it. You got to reduce that time. Just try to start changing that shit, you know, because that's just kind of like, I don't know. I would say that's kind of like similar to fucking damn near brainwashing you. It's like they brainwash you to just be stuck in that damn phone, turning you into a zombie with the shit. If you realize you're on that phone too much and you're just too damn bored when you're on that phone all the time, try to take time off of that shit. Take the time away from that shit. Because really, niggas don't need to be focused on that too long and too much. You know? But, like I said, some people also have businesses that they gotta run with their phones. They run online stuff. So, you know, it's hard not to be on the phone. Especially in this age. So it's understandable, but yeah, man, just gotta use it for the right, try to use it for the right reasons, use it for the right stuff. It's gonna be hard too sometimes, and of course people is gonna sit there and be like, oh, well, you know, you just gotta do this, and but like I said, at the end of the day, just try to use it in the best way that it could, you know, you could benefit positive on, you know, try as best as you can, you know. But yeah, man, that shit is just wild. But this is your boy Kevin Sounds, man. I just wanted to sit there and chime in on that shit. I want to upload this episode soon. So once y'all get this episode from me, hopefully I'll be dropping another episode by then. Also, some more upcoming music too. So I just want y'all to be updated on that and just be on the lookout, you know. Spread the awareness too. Like I said, don't keep the information to yourself. If you feel like this info can help other people that you care and other people around you, spread it, you know, share it with them. You know, this is all platforms, so y'all can go spread it, you know. Don't be afraid to share it, man. This is your boy Kevin Sounds, man. Till next time, stay positive, put God first, and shit, man. I don't know. Stay healthy. That's another thing I'll say for sure. Stay healthy out here, because a lot of people getting sick. They said COVID coming back. Make sure y'all wear your masks, because that's an important thing. Keep a mask on you and that hand sanitizer. But shit, it's your boy. Peace.